Philadelphia's Ben Franklin Parkway has become the go-to spot for large-scale events in the city. Music festivals, parades, even a visit from the Pope. For nearby residents, it means lots of traffic headaches. And for city officials, it means finding ways to regularly break that unpleasant news to those neighbors. WHYY's Aaron Mozell took a look at the city's strategy for this month's NFL draft, as well as how it did and did not work out.
The draft will shut down the parkway for 3 days, mostly so thousands of fans can take advantage of a long list of free activities. There will be a 100-yard zip line and a chance to kick a regulation field goal. Not surprisingly, getting around that part of the city will be difficult then. It's not that easy now as streets continue to close and crews in neon yellow vests scramble to build everything in time. Mayoral spokeswoman Lauren Hitt says the city started reaching out to every neighborhood group and cultural institution months ago via old school and new school methods, even before traffic restrictions were finalized.
We also have continued to meet with them since then to kind of hear other issues that have come up to try and deal and minimize with those.
Phone calls, email exchanges, tweets, and blog posts about parkway activities and road closures have also been part of the outreach effort, says Hitt.
I would just be kind of shocked if there were a significant number of people who didn't feel like they heard this. I have no doubt that there's, you know, one or two people who are complaining that we weren't thorough enough, and I think there always will be.
Drew Murray, president of the Logan Square Civic Association, agrees. The parkway is squarely inside his group's boundaries. The longtime resident says the city was thorough about communicating draft details.
Literally, when the draft was leaked by, I believe it was Congressman Brady, I got an email from the city that next morning apologizing for not coming to Logan Square Neighborhood Association first to tell us about the draft. They didn't want us to find out about it via the paper.
Murray says he's not thrilled about the disruption, but he feels ready to tackle it. And he commends the city for taking some extra steps to ensure nearby neighbors feel less put upon, placing porta potties outside the event, extending cleanup efforts beyond the parkway.
They've committed to get the trash cans to the communities sooner than they have in the past because the Big Belly trash cans that are in our communities are shrink-wrapped for Homeland Security reasons.
Others are less pleased with the city's performance and say their neighbors feel the same way. Brian Shapiro moved to Fairmount about 5 years ago. He's not upset about the draft coming to town. He actually thinks it's a net positive for the city, that it will do wonders for its image. He just wishes the city had come to his community and briefed them, the way a good neighbor might if they were throwing a big party next door.
You still may not be happy about it. You still not be thrilled by the fact that you're going to be disturbed, but there's not the ancillary, I can't believe you didn't even talk to me. And I think that's the component where I don't take that personally. I take that as I think that's an area that the city can continue to work on.
Shapiro, who was in the communications business, says the city should also let neighbors know not just about traffic and road closures, but why an event like the NFL draft is worthwhile. Officials project the draft will score the city nearly $90 million worth of economic benefits. Brewerytown resident Cynthia Lombardi says knowing that may have made the draft more palatable, but she still thinks the city needs to improve its communication skills. Lombardi says she learned about the draft from a friend who sent her a link to an article.
There should be some kind of direct communication. I mean, not everybody can make these, you know, civic association meetings, so how are you supposed to find out? I wouldn't have known until I saw it on TV if this person didn't send me this email. And that was back in, like, the end of March.
Despite all the tweets, Facebook posts, and other online information the city has posted, those searching online for information are more likely to find news reports or even posts from the Visitors Bureau than information from the city. This fall, the city will be sitting down with community stakeholders to discuss events on the parkway. It'll be a debriefing of sorts, but also a chance for people to chime in with policy changes the city should consider going forward. One is already in the works. Lauren Hitt with the mayor's office says the city wants to make community engagement a requirement for all future event contracts. That way, the organization throwing the event and the city will share the responsibility of breaking the news to neighbors like Lombardi that their routines will once again be disrupted. I'm Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.